One of the most bizarre cases in the files of Scotland Yard is that of the mystery minicab driver. Our story begins one late November evening in Hampstead.
Who's there?
Your minicab, sir. Lord Nesbitt?
Yes. Listen, you're late. My car's broken down. I've got to make a speech in the House of Lords in a half an hour.
Right, sir. Do you like to sit in the front or make yourself comfortable on the back?
I'll sit in the back, thank you. I have a few papers I want to go through.
All right, sir. I see yours is about 7 inches long.
I beg your pardon?
Your entry in Who's Who is about 7 inches long. Do you see Nesbitt all the way down the page there?
Oh, I see. You've been checking up on me, have you?
Well, I like to keep my tabs on who I've got in the back of the car, you know, sir.
What an extraordinary hobby.
Oh, it keeps the mind occupied.
I suppose it does. That's very good.
Four, five.
Yes, 4-5.
P.O.B. Hampstead, preceding House of Lords.
Roger, 4-5.
Listen, I've got to make a speech in a half an hour, so I'll be obliged if you put your foot down.
All right, sir, this time of night, might I suggest we take a few back doubles. It's bloody murder on the West End.
Yes, well, whatever you think is quickest.
How'd you get her number, sir?
I think one of your chaps popped a card in through the letterbox. My wife gave it to me.
Oh, yeah, we get a lot of customers that way through the letterbox.
Yes, I'm sure you do.
I said we get a lot of customers that way.
Did I say something funny?
Not really, sir. It's just you have to laugh to stay alive in this miserable job. I wonder if you could try something, sir. A little party game which might amuse you. Knock, knock.
What?
It's a little game, sir. I say knock knock, and you say who's there?
I say what?
You say who's there when I've said knock knock.
Who's there?
That's right, sir. Could we try it? I think it might amuse you.
Yes, by all means.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Sam and Janet.
Yes, that's very good.
No, sir, it's no bloody good at all. You see, when I say Sam and Janet, you're supposed to say Sam and Janet who? And I come back with a killer line. Now, can we try it again from the top, sir? It's knock knock, who's there? Sam and Janet, who from you? Then it's my wee line, sir.
Yes, right.
I think the end result will tickle you.
It undoubtedly will, yes.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Sam and Janet.
Sam and Janet who?
Sam and Janet evening. Sam and Janet evening.
What do I say now?
You don't say anything now, sir. That's it. That's the wee joke.
Oh, well, that's hilarious.
Apple 5. Look, how many times have I got to tell you to pick up the 4 brown paper parcels and dump them in a canal?
Must be quite nice, sir, being in the House of Lords. Make a speech every now and then, get reported in the press, get invited on television. It must be very nice to be famous.
Yes. Well, I'm not famous, you know.
Oh, but you're well known, aren't you, sir?
Yes, all right, I'm well known, I'll grant you that.
It's all a matter of luck, really, isn't it? Where you're born, who your parents are.
Yeah.
I was found in a dustbin in Glasgow. I never knew my parents.
I'm very sorry.
First call, blind beggar, pub, Whitechapel.
4-5.
Second call, blind beggar, pub, Whitechapel.
4-5.
Assistance, blind beggar, pub.
4-5 here. Dropping Westminster
for
about 10 minutes. Could be in Whitechapel in 20.
Roger, 4-5. Pick up torso and drop on Wimbledon Common.
Is that cash or charge?
Cash. The money's in a brown paper envelope.
Roger, bud.
Excuse me. Did I or did I not hear that chap say torso?
That's right, sir. Torso. Old Tony Torso is one of our regulars.
Oh, good God, what a bloody stupid name.
Oh, no, I'd be surprised at the number of torsos floating around these days. Tony runs a very successful little Italian restaurant on the A6.
Oh. Apple 5.
My God, that's quite extraordinary.
Apple 5. Look, it doesn't matter which canal, just dump the bloody parcels.
Look, Would you turn that thing off? I find it rather distracting.
What, the radiophone?
Yes.
By all means, sir. I've got the torso job to do, so I'm laughing. You mind if I put on a cassette, sir?
Look, whatever you like.
Little music to while away the time as you drive through the fog. It's an interesting piece, sir. It's written by a Russian. Tragic life. He committed suicide at the age of 30 for personal reasons. The critics never appreciated his work during his lifetime. This music sort of reflects the despair and misery of his life. I identify with it very strongly. It sort of conjures up a mood for me.
It's bloody gloomy.
Well, life can be gloomy, can't it, sir?
Good God, man. What are you doing with a gun in the glove compartment?
What am I doing with the gun, sir? Nothing at the moment. Just that these days you never know who you might get in the back. That's rather good, that, actually, isn't it? You never know who you might get in the back. Do you get it, sir?
No, I don't get it.
Oh, you'll get it in time. You'll get it in time. It'll come to you in a sudden blinding flash. Jesus, hit.
God's sake, man, look where you're going.
Bloody nuns shouldn't be allowed on the road. Talking of guns, sir, which we were, didn't I read somewhere that you're on that commission investigating the rise of violent crime?
Yes, I am. Why?
What do you put it down to, sir? What is it in society that produces a Lee Harvey Oswald, a Sirhan Sirhan, or that Bremer bloke who tried to gun down Wallace?
Well, I think all of these chaps had one thing in common.
Aye.
They were all loners.
Loners. I mean, take me, for example. I've got no family. Women have always laughed at me. I've drifted from job to job. You could call me a loner if you like.
Well, you're not a loner, not in this sort of job. My God, man, you must meet lots of interesting people. Take me, for example.
Bullshit.
I'm not saying I'm typical.
I don't like people.
Well, there's no obligation.
And people don't like me.
Of course they like you. You're a very likeable chap. I mean, you've got a marvellous sense of humour. I love that joke of yours. Sam and Janet, who? That was terrific.
You're just saying that, sir.
I'm not just saying that.
You don't really like me?
Of course I like you. I mean, I know this is terribly sudden. I'm absolutely enchanted by you.
Don't touch me, sir. You know my theory why people go around assassinating famous people, sir?
I'd be very interested to hear.
It's the only chance in life of getting some kind of recognition.
My God, man, I think violence will get us absolutely nowhere.
Oh, do you think not, sir? Or what about Lee Harvey Oswald? He was a nobody, an entity. Nobody had ever heard of him. Then suddenly, boom, boom!
Who's there? Oh.
Lee Harvey Oswald was a household word.
Oh, that's very funny. I like that one.
I mean, what chance have I got of going down in history? You won't find many minicab drivers with their obituary in the Times.
Listen, I have contacts on the Times. There'll be a letter in the mail tomorrow.
But Lee Harvey Oswald. Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, there's a name to be reckoned with. All right, sir. You can get out.
Oh, for God's sake, man, be reasonable.
I've got a job to do, sir.
For God's sake, don't do anything rash.
This is it, sir.
No, listen! For God's sake, listen. Look, look. I'm a rich man. Look, take my money. For God's sake, anything.
Just £2, sir.
Look, don't toy with me. Don't go home. For God's sake, don't do it. Oh, for God's sake, don't do it. I don't want to do it. Please don't do it. I don't want to do it.
Oh, we're here, sir. At the House of Lords.
Well, so we are. I didn't...
Your final destination.
I'm awfully sorry. I slipped out of the car.
Oh, yeah?
It's my legs. They're not where they used to be at all, I'm afraid.
Accidents can happen to anyone, can't they, sir?
Now, listen! Look, I know this sounds a bit stupid. I thought for one moment you were going to shoot me.
Shoot you, sir?
Well, yes.
Shoot you?
Yes.
Why, the idea never crossed my mind. I mean, you're not famous enough, are you? Page 2, column 3. Who needs that? It's the front page you're after, isn't it, sir?
Well, I hadn't thought of it that way, but...
Cheerio, sir. Good luck. Pip, pip. Four, five.
Four, five.
Proceeding torso job.
Roger, four, five.
Roger, Roger.